This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a bomb has exploded on a major pedestrian avenue in the heart of Istanbul, killing six people and wounding dozens at a popular thoroughfare lined with shops and restaurants. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called Sunday's blast a treacherous attack and said its perpetrators would be punished. Istanbul's governor tweeted that six people were killed, another 53 were wounded. Indonesia's president says Southeast Asia will not become the battleground for a new Cold War as tensions rise between the U.S. and China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Joko Widodo said the 10-nation bloc must not be disturbed by outside struggles.
ASEAN must be a dignified region, uphold the values of humanity and democracy. ASEAN should not let current geopolitical dynamic turn into a new Cold War in our region.
As China has grown more assertive in the region, it has pressed its claim to the self-governing democracy of Taiwan. As a result, the U.S. has pushed back, leading to increasing tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Crowds of jubilant, singing, flag-waving Kherson residents gathered on Sunday on the city's main square. They're celebrating Ukrainian troops entering the city. Some of the celebrants said the problems like lack of electricity or water was nothing compared with the joy of seeing the troops. Ukrainian troops arrived in the center of Kherson Friday after Russia abandoned the only regional